On the steamer from Malmö, Sweden, nearing the island. October 15th, 1885. We left Copenhagen this morning. We are not yet wholly out of sight of Copenhagen. It is one of the most beautiful mornings. The sun shines in its glory. Brother Mattison accompanies us to Stockholm and to Christiania. Went to the dentist. He filled my tooth from which I have suffered so great pain for 3 weeks. There was a lady visited us last night who had been out every time to hear me speak. She is a Dane. Through Brother Brorson, she became interested in the truth. She has professed religion only for a short time, I think 1 year. She was engaged in teaching young men and ladies German. She is a good German scholar. She speaks some English, but can understand more than she can talk. Her countenance arrested my attention from the first time. She came into meeting, and she listened with the deepest interest. We hope she will come out fully from the world and be separate and be wholly the Lord's. She sees what kind of religion is prevailing in Copenhagen, and she is entirely dissatisfied. She wants to see the heart work, whereas all is display and pleasure-loving, dancing, card-playing, gambling, and every species of selfish indulgence right among the clergy. This, she says, does not look to her like Bible religion. May the Lord show her by experimental knowledge the Bible religion, and that the religion of Christ has no relation whatever to the religion of outward forms and display. Oh, that a voice might be heard arousing the people in this wicked city. It is a Christless city. Infidelity prevails. Skepticism is the order of the day. Where are the missionaries to work in Copenhagen? Where are those who have that love for souls that they will not be turned away from the purpose of bringing souls to Jesus?